two movie comedies open today, and each of them depends on a popular comedian. The Love Guru has Mike Myers of the Austin Powers movies. Get Smart has Steve Carell of TV's The Office. Both stars hone their skills in sketch comedy, but our critic Bob Mondello says they're now working in a very different style.
A Tale of Two Comics. It was the best of films. It was the worst of films. Well, Get Smart isn't quite the best of films, but Love Guru is definitely the worst. A far, far grosser thing than Mike Myers has ever done. Vulgar, unfunny, dirtier minded than its PG-13 rating suggests. It's the story of a very needy guru, played by a very needy Myers, who's hired to motivate the Toronto Maple Leafs. His methods include lewd self-help mantras, elephant erotica, and an endless supply of jokes about male endowment.
Damn.
Looks like he's smuggling a schnauzer.
Pretty much a single entendre, no? Hockey is apparently one of Mike Myers' passions, Deepak Chopra is another, and on the evidence presented in The Love Guru, a third is bodily functions.
Are you finished?
No! Now I'm finished.
The charitable way of characterizing this sort of humor, besides noting its appeal to third graders, is to say that it descends from burlesque. Descends rather a lot in this case. Myers grew up in Canada, where the British music hall tradition holds sway. Think Benny Hill. But nothing can quite prepare you for a whole movie filled with spiritualism filtered through that sensibility.
Fate is a joke. And as I once read on a wall in a truck stop bathroom, the joke is in your hands.
Myers surrounds himself with perfectly able second bananas, Justin Timberlake, Stephen Colbert, Ben Kingsley, and Vern Mini-Me Troyer, but none of them, not one, not for a moment, can find a way to be funny when the star's around. Get Smart is descended not from burlesque, but from its family-friendly cousin, vaudeville. The original TV show was the brainchild of Mel Brooks and Buck Henry, and when they conceived a bumbling secret agent Maxwell Smart, sort of a cross between Inspector Clouseau and James Bond, they gave him the rhythms of a Borscht Belt comic. While Steve Carell isn't really a stand-up guy, he's got those rhythms.
How do I know you're not Control?
If I were Control, you'd already be dead.
If you were Control, you'd already be dead.
Well, neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from Control.
That actually makes sense.
Carell is what you might call a smarter Maxwell Smart. He brings both brains and heart to the character's ineptitude, so it's easy to see why Anne Hathaway's Agent 99 might grow fond of him. The film isn't as wisecracky as the 60s series, but it's decent fun when Max is misconstruing or being misconstrued, when he tries to get an elderly Russian baker to tell him where she's hiding some nuclear material, for instance. He's just doing his job, not cracking jokes.
Free Ugala?
No, thank you. I am here for something else.
Bread?
Something hot.
We have rolls that just came out.
Even hotter. Much, much hotter.
I already have boyfriend.
All right.
Although I could make exception.
No, that's...
Sure.
Okay.
Flower sacks in back, very comfortable.
I don't think we are on the same page.
That exchange, you'll note, is all about sex without being smutty. Considering that both The Love Guru and Get Smart have roots in the East-West divides of the 1960s and also have stars who were born during that decade, it's interesting that they're conceived and played so differently. The Love Guru's plot about Western fascination with Eastern spiritualism is barely even a clothesline to hang jokes on. Get Smart's spoofing of 007 movies is a fully formed spy flick. And Mike Myers wears his guru character much as he would a suit of clothes, winking at the camera to let you know he's in there. Steve Carell doesn't wink at the camera, he stares it down. And he doesn't wear Maxwell Smart, he inhabits him. Or maybe just turns him into Steve Carell. I'm Bob Mondello.